Right, I've got an Olympic silver medalist on the show now. Badminton superstar, someone who's done some work with us here at BBC Three Counties Radio as well. Gail M's got a new book out and joins me now. Hiya, Gail, you all right?
Good evening. Yes, I do have a book out. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. It's staring at me. It's really weird. Like, got a book that I've written and there's a picture of me on the front as well. It's a little bit spooky.
Have you done the thing where you hold the book up next to your face and be like, it's me?
Oh, yeah, totally. You know, like, oh, look what I've done. Ooh. Yeah, all the socials, you know it. It's what we've got to do these days.
Well, the book's called Chasing Medals and Finding Me, My Olympic Journey Uncovered. Can you tell us about the book?
Yeah, it's actually quite hard writing an autobiography. People think, well, it's about yourself, so it should be easy. And the thing is, I've done a lot. I realised I've done a lot. And then I was like, well, which bits do I want to put in there? And I think what I've done is I've produced something that's probably a bit of this, a bit of that, a bit of everything. And you get a really good view of who I am. You know, obviously, I've grown up in Bed, grew up in Bedford. And that was an important part of my life, shaping me to be the sports person that I was, you know, going to school in Bedford, my family in Bedford, and then moving to Milton Keynes and training at the National Badminton Centre. But then, you know, life carries on after sports. There's all that afterwards as well, and just dealing with it. But you'll laugh, you'll cry, and hopefully you'll reflect on your own journeys as well, and hopefully go, well, actually, we are all a little bit awesome.
Now, am I allowed to give away the title of one of the chapters that I think pretty much goes, right, okay, we're in for a good read here?
Oh, God, which one have you chosen?
I think it's the first one, Exit Womb, Enter Drama. You know you're in for a good read then, aren't you?
I know, exactly. I think it has, I mean, if anyone who's met me, I am a whirlwind of energy, and my nickname was often Drama Queen. So yes, there are those moments. I put some stories in there. Don't worry, they're to entertain and make you all feel better about your lives. That's the story when you read what I stupidly do sometimes.
How do you actually go about writing an autobiography? I'm just trying to think of the things you have to remember. Do you go through like do you talk to your family? Do you just sit down and start thinking, right, what happened back in 2004? Or how does it work?
Yeah. For me, I was just sort of writing whatever I could remember or something, you know, and I did ask friends and family as well. This one, I also worked with a life coach, which was really interesting.
Wow.
I never thought I was going to. I'm one of those, like, I'm fine. I don't need therapy. I don't need counselling. I don't need life coaching. And I had a bit of a traumatic time at the end of last year. And I got recommended speaking to this lovely lady called Stephanie Birch. And I had a 3-day, very intense life coaching session with her. And she brought out loads of stuff for the book. And I was like, this is the book I want to write. So I include dialogue from us. It's edited dialogue. It's not, you know, the actual dialogue. But it's, you know, sort of a rough idea. And that worked really well. So, you know, otherwise it can be like, and then I did this, and then I did that, and then I won this. And then, well, you know, it could be like just listing things in autobiography. But I really wanted to get the inside of what it's like to be an athlete, what it's like to retire, what it's like growing up being a competitive girl and, you know, sort of not really fitting in and all that kind of stuff. So she was brilliant in helping me do that.
Well, the thing is, we tend to self-edit, don't we, even with our memories. And there's a reason for the expression rose-tinted glasses. I've grown up between two countries. And every time you're in one country, you start to think, oh, wasn't that bit great about there? And you sort of block out some of the negative stuff. What's it like going back into that? And is it difficult to remember the negative stuff and be vulnerable enough to get that stuff out on the paper?
That's a really, really good question. Vulnerability when you're writing is, I was crying my eyes out. There are lots of chapters where I was in floods of tears. And that's why it is important to have that support when you're writing something like this as well. Because, you know, am I doing the right thing? Why am I doing this? You know, do I want everyone to feel sorry for me? You know, I don't. There was a purpose of why I was writing the vulnerable times as well as the good times, you know. And because life is like that, you know, you're right. Otherwise, just be a really arrogant, cocky book, wouldn't you? Like, I'm amazing. I'm on this. No one likes to show off, do they?
Yeah, so I get in trouble for that sometimes.
Yeah, so that's why it is important to just, you know, like sort of, I think it's a reflection, but reflection in an adult mindset, so not being angry when you look back, or not being, you know, sort of writing, I'm not, you know, I've said things, but then there's nothing horrible. It's done in a very adult way.
Yeah. Now, if people want to find the book, look for your face in bookshops. where is it going to be available?
Oh, it's going to be available online, all the good places, you know, the ones that you just click very easily. But hopefully we'll do some events in the three counties as well. Definitely just trying to get one sorted in Bedford as well, Milton Keynes, because they're my town and city. So I've got to do something there, hopefully do some signings.
Brilliant. And you're never short of stuff to do. You're always nice and busy. Have you already started to think of what's next after you've done all the book tour stuff?
Yeah, I've really got into the writing, because I wrote another book about my mum, The Lost Lionesses, and the 1971 Women's World Cup. So this is my second book. So I'm already thinking about my third book and what to write. So yeah, it's definitely opened the creativity side of me. So hopefully I'll do some more of that.
Well, the Wikipedia page will be badminton broadcaster, author, best-selling author, won't it? That's the future.
Yeah. And I just said no one likes to show off, and now I'm doing exactly what I'm saying. Look at me.
And this show has been full of them, and I'm so happy because I'm one. Spurs fan. We've got all the Spurs fans on the show.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so there's a bit about Spurs in there as well. The love of Tottenham Hotspur. The love, the delusion, the pain, the trauma.
Well, I don't know. I'd like to think, and I know all football fans will probably think this about themselves, but I don't think we're the most delusional. I think we've been battered so much and hit down so much by overwhelming optimism that we know not to get carried away. We go, oh, we do look like we've got a good squad, but we are Tottenham.
Come on. Pre-season, the start of the season, every Spurs fan, that delusion is sky high. Okay, 2 weeks in, then we realise. But that first week, come on, we have the hope. It's going to be our year. There's a one in the year, so therefore we're going to win a cup. You know, all that kind of stuff comes out.
Hey, we did last year, but the league was rubbish. And I gave you an out then about the delusion, but you've just doubled down on it.
Sorry.
Mate, been, as always, it's been fantastic to chat to you, and we'll chat soon, and you let us know if you've got an event for this book coming up in Bedford, Milton Keynes, because I know someone will be popping down, and that someone is me.
Oh, thank you, Miles. Thank you very much.
Gail, lovely to speak to you. Gail Ems there, badminton Olympics silver medalist, now one of the best authors in the game. New book out, you need to check it out.